Obviously, information is still coming in. We know that many of the victims of this terrible tragedy were students. I just want to express, on behalf of the American people, our deepest condolences to the Republic of Korea and the families of all those who've seen their loved ones lost when a ferry sank within the last couple of days.
Yeah, pretty awful stuff. Obviously, the president reacting to what happened in Korea. New reports, divers went into the ferry boat. They're trying to find bodies. And it's now been revealed that the third mate was actually at the wheel when it began listing and then flipped over. So what's up with that story? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy Easter and Passover, and what a weekend it is for all of you who are celebrating, hopefully with family or friends, or getting a chance to just relax and think about the holiday or celebrate whatever it is that you celebrate. But there's no celebrating over this story. It's very shocking. The pictures are creepy, frankly. As somebody who's ridden on ferries, I've talked about that story before. But the fact that the third mate was in control of the boat and not the captain, because the captain left the ship. Doesn't he know that's against maritime lore? Bad karma if you step away from the ship. You're like the father of all the people on the boat. The official death toll is 25 people, but there's 271 who are missing. So there's some angry people who are waiting to find out what's happened to their children, to their family members, you know, whatever. And there are people that are holding signs. It was bad weather. They were in their rain ponchos, and they were holding up pictures of kids. It was sad. Even one guy had a video. He was showing video and crying on his iPhone. Just terrible. And then some people were screaming out, "Captain, come out." So it's not very clear where the captain was when the accident happened, but he wasn't in the steering room before the actual accident happened. That's for sure. And, of course, the captain was one of the people who was rescued soon after the boat was sinking. So now the number is much bigger with that missing number, and they're looking for the people. And the sad thing is with the third mate at the wheel when it started to sink and then flipped, there was a loudspeaker announcement that told passengers just stay put. And that was before just a few lifeboats were deployed. So many people stayed put. Think about it. You're a kid. You're on a high school trip, and you hear this announcement about staying put and it'll be fine. What are you going to do? And where this sank, it was a big ferry. It's a 5-story ship, and it was 12 miles. I guess it was 12 miles off the shore, and people are, of course, just disgusted by what's happened here. And the dreary conditions aren't helping any. Once again, the U.S. to the rescue, the Navy deployed a couple of helicopters with special radar trying to see what they could do to help the divers. And it's just really super difficult. The currents are way too heavy. The divers are certainly at risk. They're not going to find very much. Everything's working against them. They're struggling. And on this boat, and now parents, you know, there's more than 300 Seoul high school students who were heading for a 4-day island holiday. And instead, this happens. Now they're talking about using a crane to raise the ship, because since most of it is underwater, they say there's potential survivors, they think, in the hull above the water. But there's probably lack of oxygen by now. We're talking a couple of days and hypothermia, but they're not giving up hope. So they're hoping that maybe they'll find pockets of air and that they're there. So they got 170 ships. I'm going to give you the numbers at the top. 170 ships, 500 divers, swarming the ferry site. But that relentless rain and the winds and the fog and the water, it's just, you know, the conditions are working against them. They're working against them, so they're trying to figure out what can we do, and they're really thinking about the cranes. If they can get the cranes and try to flip up the boat, that they might, there's no guarantee, but maybe, just maybe, they might be able to find somebody. They might be able to find some of these kids. Wouldn't that be great? That's the kind of miracle you just are praying for. So, you know, some of the students that were rescued, how they described it, I feel like this, like America Tonight, like I start off the show, it's like, here's what happened with the survivors, and it's just awful. I mean, we've had like a series of events that are just make you think twice about life, right? And think, wow, you just never know when the last breath is coming. And especially when you're talking about young people and they have everything in front of them. So the rescue helicopters plucked some of the people from the ship, but they couldn't get that many. It was capsizing. Then you had crews of fishing boats, military ships that tried to get there and pull people from the water, and they did. They were able to do that. Students were falling over, crashing into things, and they were bleeding because the boat was listing and then flipped. But I want to know what happened to the captain, because that is just, frankly, unacceptable. You do not abandon ship, and especially, it doesn't matter, I suppose, either way, but abandoning a ship full of children, you know, not good. Not something you do when their lives are at stake and you've got them on your boat and you're there at sea. Awful. Awful, awful stuff. All right, this whole show isn't going to be about terrible things. It's going to be a little bit of what we're upset about coming out of Washington. It's another two-week break for the people who represent you and represent me. But there's some other interesting news to mix in the meantime, too, as well. And, you know, this holiday is about remembering so many stories and so much of what happens at Easter and Passover is about the renewal to think about life, to think about maybe even the afterlife for a lot of people. And you know, this Pope, I gotta hand it to this Pope Francis. I really think it's not an act that he, you know, you don't have to be Catholic to look at this and say, you know, he's pretty much a man of the people. I really think he's trying to do the best he can by the people. I love the fact that he was out there. The Pope washed the feet of 12 disabled and elderly people on Thursday. Women and non-Catholics were in the group. It's a ritual that shows the willingness to serve others. And this is the kind of thing that you expect from him. I mean, this is the kind of thing that he is intent on keeping doing, even though he's Pope. It doesn't matter. So good for him. Kneeling down, washing, kissing the feet of a dozen people in wheelchairs, some with swollen and disfigured feet, didn't matter. You know, he just did it. Good for Pope Francis. Stay with us. More Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No. No, I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we check the mail. Hey, by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents for fun on Easter candy, are you like a big child? Do you go to the store and you see all that Easter candy, and like Nathan and I were talking about off the air, you can't help yourself, and suddenly you pick up that giant box of Whoppers, or they have the chocolate eggs when you're checking out and you just can't help it. You just grab the chocolate eggs. I think it is very tempting. There's a reason why they put those things there when you're checking out. You know the old thing about never go shopping when you're hungry? When you have hanger, or when you're ravished, and you go into a store, forget about it. You are the captive audience they want. You'll come out with pounds and pounds and pounds of candy. But actually, a few of you asked me about Easter, and it's some pretty interesting stuff. When we check the email next, I'll make sure that I hit up a couple of those. All right, I promised myself we weren't going to focus overly on this whole search. It's like now we're all about search and seizures and recovery, right? I was going to focus so much on this effort for the 777 trying to find Flight 370 from Malaysia, which here we're talking about upset people have no idea what happened. But this has been a long, 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 long time. That plane went off radar March 8th. So still in Perth, Australia, they're burning through a ton of money. People are worried. They're trying to find something. And remember, 3 weeks ago, I can remember coming on the air 2 weeks ago saying, hey, you know, they're hearing the pings. They feel like they've narrowed down the search area. And we all said, or at least a lot of us said, we don't think they're going to find that plane. So hopes that a deep sea drone scouring the floor might turn up a missing jet are pretty much empty dreams. It's fading because the remote controlled sub is now a fifth time down. No sign of the wreckage. And remember, I explained this before. This Bluefin 21 looks like a torpedo. It's way, way down in the ocean, finding nothing. Nothing. So you've got this, I mean, you still have the same situation. Lots of theories, but no bodies, no debris, and no square answers on it. No answers on this. So now what do they do? No debris, and they're saying that, I mean, they're going to have to call this. They've mapped the area. They just can't go doing this forever. 11 military aircraft, from helicopters to planes, 12 ships, are part of this search. And you know what? This is the thing. There's massive pressure from the families because they're holding out hope of finding some floating wreckage. I mean, you know, see, it's one of two things. People either have the fantasy where, oh, they've been kidnapped and they're on some island and, okay, at least they're alive. Or let's see a piece of wreckage, something, so I can say that's how my husband, boyfriend, mother, child died. The Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, was quoted in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday saying that we believe underwater search will be completed within a week or so. If we don't find wreckage, we stop, we regroup, we can reconsider. So this is what he's telling you. Look, we don't have limitless funds. We can't keep doing this. We can't keep searching forever. And now when people tried to nail him for that comment, he's saying he was suggesting that they might change the area. The defense minister said the search would continue even if there would be a pause to regroup. Well, how do they decide how long that pause is, right? The Malaysian Prime Minister, Rasik, it says that it's a matter of approach and they're waiting to see what's going to happen here. I mean, you know, it's initially what we thought. They're not going to find this. They're not going to find it. And at some point, there's just no end in sight. Now, here's what's interesting, too. You know there's going to be lawsuits, right? There's going to be plain lawsuits. But where will they be heard? Because Malaysian Air Flight 370, where did it go down? Well, it went missing. And some lawyers are claiming they can get several millions of dollars in damages for each lost passenger by taking the cases to the United States. But U.S. federal courts are more likely to throw out those cases if the crash happened overseas. Now, this plane is missing. In the case of a missing plane, that's probably even different. And major disasters draw out lawyers who know what to do and how to file these things. So there have been lawyers from a lot of different firms that are at that Beijing hotel where a lot of the relatives of the passengers are hanging out, staying, waiting for word since March 8th. And the Chinese relatives have said their main focus is on the search for the plane. So the lawyers haven't really had a lot of luck in signing up clients. Relatives will get at least $175,000 from Malaysia Airlines for every passenger. That's part of the terms. That's the cost of the human life. That's under the terms of the Montreal Convention, which is an international treaty. I didn't even know this, governing air travel compensation. The relatives can also sue the carrier, which is what we're just talking about, or their home countries for more damages. And the Chinese folks made up two-thirds of the 227 passengers on that flight. Malaysian Air is trying to plug up the gaps after they had a lot of gaffes when they screwed up by texting the relatives and getting their hopes up and telling them all kinds of different leads on stories and whatever. Malaysian Air said that they're focused on helping the families of the passengers and the 12 crew members and that other matters will be dealt with appropriately. Now, here's the other thing. Some lawyers are saying that families could sue in America if they allege that Boeing was somehow responsible, because we don't know what happened on that plane. It was this was an incredible piece of machinery, the 777. It's like Boeing's best, but it's not the best if it's, I mean, it's gone. It disappeared. So how would this case be treated? A lot of courts throw out those kind of lawsuits. If you remember the Air France flight that took 2 years to find, that was one that was complicated and was dismissed. There was another Boeing, Span Air. It crashed on takeoff. Remember that? Boy, it seems like a long time ago. In Madrid, that was like not that long ago. It was 2008. And then there was the Helios Airways flight that crashed near Athens in 2005 when a loss of cabin pressure caused the people on board to lose consciousness. They had a couple of those. And if there's any precedence there, this is kind of what we'll see with this. So, some people call America the land of liability opportunity. If you talk to an aviation law expert, that's what they call it. So Boeing might be sued, but that's only if there's the possibility that the Boeing plane is related to the incident. And then there's no limitation, by the way, on what they could ask for. You know, it's just, it's so cold to think of it that way. But there's some of the people that were on the plane that had young children. So if they're gone, they're gone. Which is awful, but it's been since March 8th. And at least they would give those kids the money for the future, I suppose. But, I don't know. There's just so many questions here. And if they could find the plane, I think that would at least answer that. Because none of those relatives are feeling good about what happened. Of course not. They're in shock still. I mean, what do you do? You have to put one foot in front of the other and you got to move forward. I mean, we're all human and everybody has that point in their life where they smash into the wall and something unforeseen happens with the family, with them, with whatever.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I know on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts. Before I make you, I'll break 1,000 more, baby. Before I am through, I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
All right, I promised that we were going to check the mailbag, and we're going to do just that here in this segment of America Tonight. So without further ado, let's head to that pile of emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Chip. Chip says, Kate, happy Easter and happy Easter to all the listeners of America Tonight. I hope I get a big Easter basket. You're never too old to indulge in candy on the day. Who doesn't want to eat some sort of chocolate egg? Just don't give me something with coconut in it. I hate coconut. Yep, so apparently Chip is hoping that he is going to get an Easter basket. A lot of you said things about that. This one from Bob, and Bob says, happy Easter, Katie Kate, and I hope you have a terrific Easter. And I've been really prepping for Easter this time around. My grown daughters are coming along with grandchildren, and I've made like 12 Easter baskets. Me, myself, not even asking my wife for help. I just really got into it, meaning I went to the store, got a whole bunch of candy, and slapped it in baskets. Okay, yeah, a man can do that, right? Yeah, anyone can do that. Get the baskets and slapped it in, all that candy. Just, I'm just thinking, what did he slap in the Easter baskets? So, you know, the whole idea was when you had the Easter basket, you'd have to find the stuff and find the eggs. but that you would milk it. It was kind of like Halloween in a different sense, but that you'd have all this candy and you just take a little bit at a time, but no one's doing that. I mean, you see kids and their faces are full of chocolate. And that's on top of whatever else they've eaten. Do they eat any real food or is it just chocolate? Okay, I got one more. So I thought we would go to this one. This one's from Joe who says, hello America tonight. Happy Easter and even Passover to all the people who are listening. I hope they get an extra day off and get to enjoy it with their families. For my family, it's a big spread. It's fun because everybody's around. And it's great just to hear all the stories and enjoy and relax. What is life without the peeps in your world? That's much more important than the peeps of the other variety and all the candy crap that we end up eating. Not that that's not fun, but it's all about the family and the friends. Yeah, of course. Anytime you can get together, like in a huge group, right? I mean, all of you would say the same thing. You get to see everybody, and that's one of those holidays a lot of times where families, besides Thanksgiving and Christmas, probably Thanksgiving and Christmas would be one and two or right around there. And then Easter would be on the list for some, but it depends on how close you live to each other. A lot of families don't live close to each other. If you live close, it's a layup, but if you live all over the place, I don't know if that's so much the case. All right, some other things popped up too as well. This one came to us from Joel, who says, what a disgrace that situation in Korea. A lot of people in the United States take ferries, Kate. In the East Coast, as you know, there are, I don't know how many ferries that connect different places, landmass. Certainly in the New York area, they do. I've taken the Staten Island ferry before in my life. I think you mentioned taking it too. And there are people on the West Coast that do, and other places across the United States, all over. There are more ferries than you could probably shake a stick at. And let the people who operate these things pay attention to what's happened here in Korea. You're dealing with human lives, folks. Telling people to stay put, abandoning ship, and not having the lifeboats down and the proper way to evacuate is just a crying shame. How many people could have been saved? Who knows what the official death toll will be? Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, if you're captaining the boat, it's like anything else. Look, we get on the planes, the oxygen mask, you go through the whole rigmarole. What if there's a water landing, all of that? You know, and here with the boats, it's a ferry ride, and you're not thinking, this is the end of the road for me. Today is my last breath because I'm going to get on this ferry, and it's going to crash, it's going to sink, and I'm not going to know what to do. They're going to tell me to stay put, and then it's sinking, and it's flipped over, and that's it for me. I said this the other night, and in all seriousness, it's something to think about. Wherever you go when you're in large crowds, it's not to be paranoid, not to be a fearmonger, none of those things. But just for your own safety, pay more attention. If you never paid attention before, look around. Look for a fire exit. It's smart. If you're on a boat, look around. Where's their life jackets? What do I need to do if some crazy unforeseen thing happens? And then maybe you do jump in the water and you're okay. Might be a little scary. You've got a vest around you. You jump out and you survive it. But when you listen to the people, it just seems as though it's awful advice, especially on these boats, with the people who are in charge disappearing and letting somebody else take charge. And then your people are walking around. They have no idea what to do. And especially kids in Korea, in this case of South Korea, you're talking about a lot of high school students. All right, we got another one on that. This one from Buddy, who says, boy, I'm starting to feel shaky about whether I would even take another cruise or not. I took a cruise once, Kate, and it was to Mexico. We went to different ports, Cancun and such. It was a lot of fun. I didn't really, to tell you the truth, think twice about my safety. I got to be honest. I wasn't looking at lifeboats or, you know, thinking this captain knows what he's doing. I just assumed. And apparently you can't assume anymore. Maybe that's the trick to safe passage on whatever waterway or vessel you're on. Well, it goes back to the same thing. You have to do it for yourself. You have to decide for yourself that you're going to try to be safe, not paranoid, not ruin the time. You're just going to do a little extra checking to know if some crazy thing happens, here's what we would do. It's like when you have a lot of kids or you're with a lot of people and you say, hey, if we get separated, this is where we meet. Even if you have a cell phone and everything else of other ways to get in touch, you just have a designated landing spot. And I know that many of you have had that. You've had kids and you've had a designated spot. So maybe it's the same thing. If this, something happens, here's what we do. Because certainly you hope, and I don't know this to be true, but you hope there was enough life vests on the boat for the people on that ferry, so they fling it around their neck and they're in the water. And there was a lot of boats that tried to help. So the rescue came pretty quickly, and they got people out of the water. So those that were in the water were saved. And, you know, when they're told to stay, and then you hear these stories about the text messages that were sent, talking about how scared they were and talking about how much they loved their mother or loved whoever. I mean, it's so depressing. Instead, why not go to the bow, go to wherever, give them some direction instead of no direction. But they didn't get any direction. You know, keep calm, don't panic, take your time, stay sharp, whatever. But that's the kind of things that people on land were texting back to the people they knew on the boat. In the end, this is going to be very, very sad. This one is from Nan, who says, America Tonight, I really like the part of the show where you do the dumb things, and I'm telling my friends to send in dumb things for you. I wanted to know when you do it. Well, we do the dumb things on our Tuesday or our Wednesday into Thursday show. So if you send in a dumb thing, I'm sure I'll put it in the mix. A lot of people have really picked up on that. I think it's because it's the common denominator for all of us, the dumb things. I guarantee, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how agile you are, at some point you've done something dumb. We are all human. We do dumb things. I've locked my keys in the car twice. I might have told this story. I was in Albuquerque not too long removed out of graduating from college, working a job. I was in TV, and I really like to run, and I would, this is so silly, right? You drive to the place where you're running, but I drove to the place where I was running, and I locked my keys in the car. That wasn't a very good run for me. I had to have somebody come and get the keys out, and it was a nightmare. Really, it was. And another time I locked them in, and somebody was able to get them out, so that was pretty good. But now the way the cars are, that the whole idea of trying to wiggle in, I've said this before, and pop the lock. You're not popping any locks. And I bet you, I don't know this, but what do you think the percentage is of people who have locked their keys in the car at least once in their life? How about lost their keys? A lot of it has to do with the keys. I'm going to say you fall into probably at least one of those categories anyway. All right, odds and ends. We got some more of them for you on this holiday-type show here on America Tonight.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a
thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. I guess that was like we were in a candy coma there. What do you think, Nathan? Did you feel like you were in a candy coma at that moment?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. Yeah.
Abracadabra and boom, just poof like that. It was easy to get sucked into that music. I don't know about the rest of you, so it's one of those kind of things. Certainly we hope you're celebrating this holiday weekend with family and friends. I've already mentioned that. I mean, what's the most important thing in your life? As much as we can kvetch about the things that make us furious, and trust me, they're all still going to be there when, we return. But there's nothing like that, time you get to spend with the people that you want to spend downtime with and have Easter dinner or Passover dinner or whatever it, you know, might be. Okay, so a couple of quick leaves, I guess I'll call them. And, that includes this, crazy deal on the, surveillance network that's watching an entire city. I mean, well, I don't know why I'm surprised by this. I'm not surprised. Because we look around, it's creepy, right? You can see surveillance all over the place, all around you. And the surveillance I'm talking about is in Boston. Because after the Boston Marathon bombings, almost a year ago, the Boston Police Department started to look for high-tech ways to secure the city for future attacks. So what they did is they put in this artificially intelligent, self-learning surveillance network that watches the city and all the people in the city, right? It's called behavioral recognition. And it's headed by a former Secret Service agent. He's the guy who started it. And the system, the company built it specifically for Boston after the bombings, is it watches, it analyzes human behavior, but it learns from it to identify suspicious activity or abnormal activity. That's what it's looking for, searching for. Like, they say that one of the things you'll see, like, looking for a car driving backwards up the entrance of a parking garage. They find it, they alert it, that kind of thing. Because that's what it's taught to look for. And other things that are out of whack, that would red flag somebody or something. And in one sense, you think, yeah, this is good maybe because now it's perhaps a safer city. On the other hand, the whole assumption and why is somebody doing something and the fact that it's so big brothery, I'm not necessarily crazy about it. Let's put it that way. And that's the reason why, is because of some of the things that you would assume that could come out of this. I mean, look, we saw the pictures of the Tsarnaev brothers, and that was from a camera and figuring out, okay, this was them, and you could clearly see that eventually, and that led to releasing their photographs and going after them, and that was a good thing. But on the other hand, the average everyday, what's going on, yeah. Would you vote to have cameras every single place when you walked out of your door? Would you want to walk out of your home and know that every place you go, everything you do, is on camera? When you're running errands, when you park in a parking lot, when you're going to pick people up, when you're dropping kids off, everything in your town is under surveillance. I don't think so. To me, it's just too over the top. If you're talking about the base of a city and areas where they know there's problems, maybe that's a little different. But that the problem is, it starts one place and then it just explodes into other places. So you have to be careful what you wish for. We want things to be more secure, but at what cost? What's the cost you're willing to pay? I guess that's the fair question. To feel really 100% secure. And then 100% is a myth, but okay. Let's say as close to 100% as you can get. And the answer for me is I would not want cameras just constantly on me. I think of places where I park. I was in downtown Dallas today, and it's funny because I was thinking about that, looking around to see what I could see camera-wise there. And I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to think that every movement, everything I do is being watched. And who knows what somebody decides is a little unusual. You know, and as much as you can say, well, geez, on one hand, the good news is you'll be able to stop perhaps something in progress. But on the other hand, the assumptions you could make by seeing something that normally means something else, that could be pretty dangerous. Dangerous in the fact that you're treading on our civil liberties. And luckily, most of us did not grow up that way. We didn't grow up that way. We got to just be kids. We got to not have to look over our shoulder every 5 seconds. Our parents didn't have to constantly worry about where we were because something strange or weird or unforeseen would befall us. And now it's a different deal. It's a different day. And it's scary. It's scary that this is what we've come to, that we want to rig up biotech all of our downtown cities and even some of our suburbs, same thing, so that the eye is always on you. It's like we're in a constant casino then. And the house is watching us. That's what it's like. Oh, they have their eyes on us. Oh, my, oh, my. That's scary. Very scary. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Hillary Clinton, will she run for president in 2016? Will she be the nominee for the Democrats? Chelsea Clinton on Thursday said that she and her husband are expecting their first child this fall. So that gives Clinton an additional thing that she can, in a way, run on, that she's a grandmother. Endearing her, I think, to some people. So she, Chelsea Clinton, was at an event in New York, and she announced that she hoped she'd be as good as a mom to her child, and hopefully children, as her mother was to her. And, of course, the place went into wild applause, but now Hillary Clinton, who left the gig as Secretary of State, who's doing a bunch of work for the Clinton Foundation, now has this whole thing about becoming a grandparent to add. And she says she's excited about what's happening in the family, but they're excited because of what they're doing for their charity, too, as well. And the charity's focusing on women's and girls' issues. So that could be one of the things that she runs on. So how about that? Will Hillary Clinton decide to still run for president? Will it have any effect on her, whether she's going to run or not? Could be a counterpunch to some of the criticism that she's gotten from her political rivals and even some of her political allies. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's hard to imagine, when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family, only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.